Discovering the Philosopher in You, Lecture 14, The Meaning of Life. Why do we exist?
People very often think that a philosopher is somebody who thinks about the meaning of life. They think that's the primary purpose of a philosopher. I haven't talked about the meaning of life at all so far in these lectures. I've talked about many other subjects, but I haven't discussed the meaning of life. And somebody may feel that as a philosopher, I ought to say something about what the meaning of life is, and particularly whether it has any meaning at all. So is life meaningful? And if so, what does its meaning consist in? Now, that question becomes particularly pressing given what I said in the previous lecture, because in the previous lecture I cast doubt, in effect, on whether God exists, and so I cast doubt on the idea that God could be the thing which gives life meaning. So we have to ask ourselves, in the light of that discussion, whether life could have any meaning if we suppose that God does not exist. This may well remind you of an earlier discussion we had about ethics, when I discussed the question of whether ethics rests on a foundation of divinity, whether there has to be a God in order for there to be a morality. And I argued there, remember from the Euthyphro argument, that actually the existence of morality does not depend on the existence of God. So now our question is going to be whether the meaning of life is something that depends on the existence of God. What should we say about the meaning of life if there is no God? And what should we say quite generally just about the question, what is the meaning of life? Well, I want to distinguish two sorts of answer to this question of what gives life meaning, which I'm going to call external answers and internal answers. The external answer is essentially the one I just alluded to, that it's the existence of God that gives human life meaning. So the idea is that human beings are here on their little planet living their lives, their finite lives, in which there are various moral questions that face us and death that has to be faced and so forth. What is it that makes these lives of these creatures have any meaning? It's the idea that, independently of us, external to us, there's another being, not a human being, another being, the one called God, who cares about us, who looks down on us and follows what we're doing. And when we're confronted with a moral issue and we do the right thing or the wrong thing, forms an opinion about us and perhaps has in store for us various rewards and punishments. So life has meaning in virtue of the fact that there's something outside of human life which gives it meaning. Put it like this, it's the life of God, the existence of God, which gives human life the meaning it has. That's the external way of trying to give life meaning. The internal way is the idea that the meaning of life comes from within human life. It's not conferred on human life by something external to it, but comes from something internal or intrinsic to human life. Well, let's talk about the external view first. The external view of what gives life meaning, of course, has a problem if there is no such God. If we don't believe in God, or at least are doubtful of the existence of God, then if we take the external view, we will think that human life has no meaning, because on the external view, the only thing that could give it meaning is the existence of this external being. If there's no such being, then life will not have any meaning. But I want to make a logical or conceptual point about the external view, which I think is well worth bearing in mind in these questions. Let's ask the question, what gives God's life meaning? We're trying to wonder about the meaning of our human life when we think that it's the existence of God, God's life, that gives our life meaning. But what gives God's life a meaning? If the only correct answer to that kind of question was an external answer, then God would need something to give his life meaning. He would need his own God. So God's life only has meaning if there's another God who cares about that first God, who somehow looks down on him, sees what he does, approves or disapproves, just in the way that God looks down on us, and thereby gives our God's life the meaning it has, the significance that it has. That would be to suppose that God's life has meaning only if there's another God that he has which gives his life meaning. But I think you can see now, there's now a question about that second God. What gives a second God's life meaning? Only if he himself has another God in turn, and that God looks down on him and cares about him and gives his life meaning. Now that clearly leads to an infinite regress. Can't be that for any being that you can consider, his life has meaning if and only if there's another being distinct from him who gives it meaning, because that will apply to any life that you can consider. So we certainly can't have the view that the meaning of any life whatsoever is given from an external vantage point, from an external source. In other words, what we can say from this point, this logical point, is the meaning of somebody's life has to be intrinsic, has to be internally determined. It can't be that the meaning of everybody's life who exists, godlike or not, is determined only by something else that exists. It must be that somebody has life, has their meaning intrinsically.